What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled Latvian Chick Thought I Was a Drug Dealer. So, as you guys know by now, I had a girl at my place a couple of days ago. That's why my place smelled like cigarettes, because she smoked like 5 cigarettes that night. So, how I found her was very simple. She found me. So, I was walking out and about like I normally do, okay? And I just have to say, guys, Riga ain't bad if it's not raining or wet or, you know, windy like yesterday, you know? Yesterday, guys, I was about ready to, like, leave Latvia altogether. That's how bad it was yesterday. But take away the rain, take away the wind, Riga is a pretty damn cool place, no pun intended. So I was walking around like I normally do, guys, just like this, and this Latvian chick, you know, she comes out of nowhere, because I'm not walking around looking, you know, for a woman or anything like that. And she's like, hey, can I borrow 5 euros to buy a pack of cigarettes? And I'm like, yeah, sure. So she buys a pack of cigarettes. She starts talking to me, laughing, shit like that. And I'm like, hey, let's go grab some drinks. So we went to a pub close by. I spent another 5 euros. I got, obviously, non-alcoholic drinks. So we got drinks for 5 euros. And we spoke. And, you know, she was on her way home. So I walked her to the train station. And the next day, we exchanged Facebook info. So she was in my Messenger. So the next day, she hits me up in the morning. Hey, I'm like, hey, I'm at Caffeine. Caffeine is their version of Starbucks, because they don't have Starbucks in Latvia. So she comes out to Caffeine, where I was working on MGTOW TV. Well, not MGTOW TV, more like Metwali Web Services. So she comes out and we hang out a little bit, you know, because I'm still new to the area. So I'm like, hey, man, let me know some good restaurants we can go to. She recommended a really nice, a nice restaurant, I think. I don't know, I haven't been there, so I really don't know if it's really nice or not. So I'm like, okay, cool, let's go to that restaurant. And then it started to rain. And I'm like, hey, man, let's just go over to my place right now and leave our shit. Because I had my laptop with me. When I travel, I have my backpack and a laptop with me. And I'm like, and she also had her backpack with her, because she works for one of those companies like Regis. For those of you who don't know, Regis, I actually worked for Regis myself a long time ago. It's one of those inventory management company when they come in at a store at night and then they inventory everything like physically. So because she works with them and she's on call, you know, she walks around the backpack with her uniform in there. So she had a backpack, I had a backpack. And I'm like, hey, let's go to my place, drop the backpacks off, and then later on, we'll go eat. And she was like, okay, cool. So we hopped on the bus, we went to my place, dropped off our shit, and it started to rain. So I'm like, hey, why don't we just buy our own damn food and cook here? And she's like, okay. And I'm like, cool. So we went to the market, which is literally in front of my Airbnb. We bought the food, came back, we cooked, we ate. And let's just say that Yogi Obe's fine ass mom did didn't get her $75 that night. And that is the last I've ever seen of her the next day, after the next day. That I never, even though she's on my Facebook, you know, I never heard from her again. So, one of the things, guys, is that a lot of these women, for some reason, well, I don't want to say for some reason, it's woefully obvious. A lot of women think I'm like a drug dealer, or that I'm like a murderer, or I'm cartel, or I'm a gangster. And that's because I apparently look the part. In Florida, as you guys know, I walk around with a muscle shirt and shorts because it's so goddamn easy to wear that shit, dudes. It's just like, put on shorts, put on a shirt, mission accomplished. As you guys know, in small town USA, I don't shower at the house. I go to the beach every day. I shower there. After I come out of the salt water, I go to the freshwater shower that they have at the beach. I hop in the bins, I'm still wet, but thanks to the Florida sun, 15 minutes later, I'm like dry and sweating. And now, you guys remember the time where I wore a bandana because I didn't want to show my curly hair? Yeah. Guys, all the one-night stands I've ever had in my life, the woman thought I was a drug dealer, a murderer, or a member of the cartels. The second they find out I do computer shit, they're gone, you know? And this girl was not the first girl to actually approach me here in Latvia. Like, on my second day here in Latvia, I was walking around in Old Town Riga. Old Town Riga, which rhymes with niggas all the way back there, okay? Where I started this video from, that was the Old Town Riga all the way back there. I'm just walking around, seeing what's going on. It's a Sunday night. People got work tomorrow. So not much is going on here. Everything is in Old Town Riga. But I'll get back there later on after I'm done with this video. So, I was walking like I'm walking right now, minding my own business, walking down the street going one way. And this girl, she was coming the opposite direction. Now, I'm making no note of her whatsoever because, again, I'm not walking around thinking some hoe is gonna come out to me and be like, hey, big boy, what are you doing tonight? But that's exactly what happened. So, again, I'm walking down that way. She's walking opposite of me. And she, like, stands, like, right in front of me. And she speaks, like, I don't know, Latvian language. Latvian or Russian. And I'm like, English. So, she starts giggling and laughing. She's like, oh, I'm sorry. I mistook you for somebody else. She's laughing and giggling. And I'm like, well, hopefully you find him. And I walked off. Now, on the outside, you guys would probably be saying, yo, Omar, you just walked away from free pussy. Now, in my defense, okay, coming from America, you know, first of all, I never had a woman this fucking hot approach me in my life. This was a fucking legit 10 Stacy. I was like, this girl had to have definitely made a mistake, you know. That's number one. Number two, you don't want to be that guy who's like, oh, well, you made a mistake. Well, let me take you out. You know, you don't want to be that guy where a girl is like, oh, God, I made an honest mistake. Now he's hitting on me. So that's why I was like, well, have a nice day. And I left, you know. I did see her walk around Old Town for a while by herself. Now, I stayed clear away from her so she doesn't think that, you know, you're one of those creeps who follows women around, you know. To this very day, I regret that day for not taking a move on her, because that would probably been the best free pussy I ever got in my life, man. So, when this happened, was the other girl I took home a couple of days ago, I was like, yo, man, these girls randomly coming up to you, there's something behind it, you know? They're just not randomly coming up to you from hundreds of other people walking around for no reason at all. So that's why I was like able to escalate things with the other girl from the day before. She was tall, you know, she was like 5'10". Even the Stacy before her was a 5'10". But the Stacy before her was way hotter. Like the girl I got, I think she's gonna be in the thumbnail, but I'm going to like put one of those happy faces on her face, you know, that way, because I like to keep her people confidential, you know. It's like, you know, these are not pros or anything like that, so you don't want to put their shit out there in the open, you know. They're not pros, you know. So she was a couple of years younger than me, so she's in her late 30s. Body was good, but the face, yeah, the face, I'd give it like a freaking 5, the face. She wasn't up to my standards in the face, you know. But hey, man, she had a great body. You know, if she had some makeup on, you know, I'm sure that would have, if she had some makeup on, that would have been, what's this female driver doing? So, and that's one of the reasons why it was easy for me to be like, hey, let's go have a drink. Because, you know, she was like maybe overall like a 6-something, you know. She wasn't exactly, maybe back, I actually saw her Facebook page, okay. You know, yeah, she definitely was a high tier Bicky back in her golden years, you know, back in her good years, okay. So that was one of the reasons why for me it was like simple to like escalate, because, you know, her looks were like a 6. So, yeah, guys, I'm walking away from Old Town Riga, going away from the ocean. It's kind of dead. But then again, it's a Sunday night, so really, what the hell what do you guys expect, really, right? I'm just going to keep on going forward. Why not, you know? Go in a straight line, make a U-turn, go back. So, one of the things I want you guys out there to understand is, don't go to nightclubs, don't go to bars, okay? First of all, if you go to a pub, you're pretty much, here's the thing you guys need to understand about pubs here in Riga, okay? At least the pubs I've been to. They fall into one of 3 categories, okay? Either they're for tourists, so they make money off of the tourist. Either they are for sausage fests, you know, guys who go there hoping that they would get their pee-pee touch. In fact, one of the pubs I saw had a big old sign on it that said no stag parties. You British guys out there, you know what the hell I'm talking about. And the third type of pub you'll find in Old Town Riga is for incels. If you guys remember, I made a video where I told you that a Latvian woman would rather freeze to death than be with a man. I actually walked past that pub yesterday I walked past it again today, and they did have girls standing outside, and then when they saw me like walking past, they looked to each other like, hey, it's that loser who came in last night. Let's act like all happy and giddy. It's like, nah, bitch, didn't work that time. So pubs here in Old Town Riga, again, they fall under 3 categories. Either tourist traps, sausage fests, or stag parties if you're a British, or for incels, okay? I'm telling you guys, fine women don't go to pubs, okay? They don't even go to the nightclubs. The only women who go to the nightclubs are the ones who want attention, okay? Now, let me tell you where all the fine-ass women are, okay? They're getting flown out. They're sitting home, they're swiping on Tinder, they're swiping on Hinge, they're swiping on Bumble. You know, they're weeding out all the ancient niggers, and they're looking for the top 3% dudes, like you guys on MGTOW TV told me the other day. That's what they're looking for. They want to be wined, they want to be dined, they want to be flown out, you know. That's what the hot women are doing. They're not going to be out and about, you know, dealing with ancient niggers. They're just not going to do that anymore, okay, guys? This is the core message that I wanted to give you from this video, is that women are not going to be out and about unless they're DTF, down to fuck, and they want to see a dude. Something I actually took notice of here is that there are Turkish people here. And, you know, even though I'm part Turkish, I look down upon the Turks as being scumbags, because all they do is, like, follow white women around trying to offer them drugs. And coincidentally, this was the reason why a woman here take an interest in me, because they think I am indeed a drug dealer when I'm like the most law-abiding person on the face of the planet. So, you know, when women find out like I do computer shit, that's when they lose. They're like, I thought you're a kickboxer or a firefighter or a murderer or a gangbanger. It's like, bitch, I'm not any of the above, man. This just goes to show you guys out there, you know, nothing makes that vagina drier than actual doing good, honest work. Especially if it's computer shit, you know. This is why when I do computer shit, I go to Starbucks. I go to Costa Coffee here at the mall, because I'm not interested. I'm not there to look for women, okay, guys? When I'm walking around Old Town Riga, I'm walking around, obviously not writing computer code, you know? The good thing about Riga for me, guys, the good thing about being here is that during the day, I can work on my shit, come home at night, throw the backpack away, walk around, and write it off as exercise. I've lost close to 7 pounds by being here for less than 2 weeks, believe it or not, you know. So obviously being in Riga is very, very beneficial for me because of all the walking around I do. I walk around at least 5 kilometers or maybe like 3 miles a day. So for me, I'm doing my work during the day. At night, I walk around, do these videos for you guys, enjoy the weather. And like I said, you never know. There might be a girl out there who's DTF. You know, she's looking for a Turkish dude who's a fucking drug dealer, which I'm not, but hey, they don't know that. So it's actually better for me to walk around at night than go to a pub or a nightclub or anything of that sort. Because again, the women are gonna say, oh, he's Turkish, oh, he has drugs, let me get with him, even though I'm not that type of person at all. So yeah, a lot of women out here, guys, I'm seeing it. I told you guys, a lot of these women, you know, even back when I was driving cab, I was telling you about this, guys, when I was driving cab years ago, okay, I'd pick up these beautiful blue-eyed blonde women, you know, hot, you know, they're working in fucking Beverly Hills, you know, you think that they're social butterflies, and at night, I would, like, take them over to Tyrone's house in the worst area of North Hollywood. You know, he's a fucking crack dealer and shit like that. You know, this just goes to show you guys, like, the most beautiful blue-eyed blonde white girl, she can be getting dicked down by fucking Tyrone. you know, at least here they get dicked down by me. So that's probably one of the reasons why I'd stay up here, you know. But at the end of the day, guys, it's really not a good feeling knowing that, you know, the reason why women are sleeping with you is because they're degenerates who have a fetish. You know, it's really not a good feeling, man, you know. I kind of feel used, to be honest with you, you know, but, I mean, it was fun, but at the end of the day, guys, I just want everybody out there to understand, man, at the end of the day, whether it's you, it's me, we're all being used, dude, we're all being used, okay? Shadrone is being used, the beta male is being used, the simp is being used, so... This is why I want you guys out there to understand that MGTOW is really your only option, man. I know a lot of guys out there, they like to say, oh, you know, Shadrone is getting all the pussy. Yeah, but literally at what cost, you know? Like the rich dudes, they're flying women out. The Chads, you know, they have to be at the gym, they have to be walking around, they have to be, you know, swiping on Tinder and all that bullshit, you know. It just isn't worth it, dudes. I mean, honestly, it's not, again, for me, I can walk around like this because this is exercise, okay? This to me is free exercise and I love it, you know. So if some girl walks up to me like, hey, big boy, what are you doing tonight? Okay, no problem. I'll take you home, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, that pussy. And then you're back on the streets for the other thug in the club. But this is what I want everybody out there to understand, man. You're not going to find any quality woman out there, dudes. You know, maybe in a remote town where they don't have internet and smartphones, maybe. But just about anywhere you go, you're really not going to find any quality woman. So, yeah. Overall, guys, it's safe. I don't feel danger at all. You know, even though it's like 10 o'clock at night, as you guys can tell, there's really nothing going on. It's 10 o'clock on a Sunday, man. So, there's a caffeine over there. That's their version of Starbucks because they don't have Starbucks, you know. They have Costa Coffee. Costa Coffee sucks, but, hey, man, they have super fast internet, so I ain't gonna complain. You know, that's the caffeine over here, guys. So, all right, I'm gonna make a U-turn and go back to Old Town Riga. You know, like I said, I'm just gonna keep on walking around until the last bus leaves. And like I said, guys, you know, I went to the clubs, I went to the pubs just to get you guys footage and information. But yeah, man, going to the pub, drinking a beer, you know, thinking some hottie is gonna come up to you. Yeah, guys, no, that don't work, you know. If anything, it makes you look like a desperate loser, you know. So, again, all the hotties out there, man, they're swiping on the Tinder. They're swiping on the Bumble. They're swiping on the dating apps. They ain't out there hoping that, you know, they find Mr. Right at the bar. And even at that, they're not even looking for Mr. Right. They're just looking for the top 3% or who can wine them, dine them. That's really what they're looking for. And again, if it's that time of the month, they're DTF, they're down to fuck. All they have to do is get on the app, or they can just walk around Riga at night, see a nigger like me walking around and be like, hey, baby, what you doing, you know? So, at the end of the day, guys, I just want you guys to know it's the same shit all over you go. I don't care if you're in small town USA. I don't care if you're in Santa Monica. I don't care if you're in Alexandria, Egypt. I don't care if you're in Riga. Wherever you guys go, if a bitch has a phone and an internet connection, it's the same damn thing, dudes. It's the same thing. You know, again, the only difference between the woman here and the woman back in America is that they're not morbidly obese, tatted up. Even though I'm beginning to see some woman here with a pink and blue hair and short hair. So, yeah, feminism is finding its way into Latvia, again, guys, feminism is just female nature, raw and uncut, out in the open, okay? It's not something that they have to teach you in schools. It's not brainwashing. It's simply something that happens to women the minute they think that they're better than men. You know, when I was at Costa Coffee working on, you know, Metwali Web Services. By the way, guys, it's official. We actually transitioned from the old server onto the new server. Okay, the new server is our server. We own it. Okay, it is a hella good server. It has like, I don't know, I have to look it up. I think it has like two, it has two processors. It has like 28 cores. I'll get you the information for our new server that we are using for our hosting packages, but it's hella better than the old one. So we officially made the move. You know, thank God everything is good. You know, cost me a little bit more than I expected, took a little bit more time than I expected, but yeah, we're doing good, you know, thank God. But the bottom line here, guys, is that don't ever tell women how you make your money, man. Don't ever tell them how you make your money. You know, and if they ask, just tell them you do internet shit. That's it. That's all you have to tell women, guys. Don't ever tell women how you make your money, okay? Because you want women to like you for lust. You want women to lust for you. I know a lot of people out there, they say lust isn't a good thing, you know. But, I mean, would you rather have a woman who's with you because, you know, you give her a certain lifestyle? I would much rather have a woman that lusts for me than be with a woman who's just in it for, you know, the money, you know. At least with the lust, you can work with that. But if you don't have lust, like Rollo Tomasi said, genuine desire cannot be negotiated, okay? This is what I want everybody out there to understand. If a woman doesn't like you like that, she's never ever gonna like you like that, okay? So this is why it's imperative for you guys out there to let women know, hey, I do internet shit, you know? That's how I make my money. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Hey, keep it moving. But you guys out there need to understand, man, never ever lead with your wallet. Don't ever tell a woman how you make your money, you know? The fact that I, as a foreigner, am here in Riga, that's enough to tell a woman, yeah, bitch, I got it. That's all you need to know, you know? So, that's my video for today, guys. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe. And again, Riga ain't bad if it's not raining and it's not windy. All right, guys, talk to you in the next one. Peace.